boss, boss, baby boss, 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 baby boss, boss.
You're thinking show. Of, I can't, I don't know what it is.
Jim Course?
No. Are you sure it's a Jim for Cats in the Cradle? No. It's not Cat Stevens, because I thought it was, but it's somebody you know. Anyway,
well,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't know the song, right?
Well, you don't have to know the person.
I feel like I know him on some
level. Who sings Walk Like an Egyptian?
It's Cleopatra?
See, you just proved my point. You know the song.
Yeah.
But you don't know the artist.
Well, Cleopatra.
No.
You know
said
a lot
an
about
artist.
Her.
You, that's not the same thing, is it?
Debatable.
Debabiable. Wow, what a
Do
great
segue. Do
you think
segue. She's ever said Walk Like an Egyptian? Maybe in a singing way?
Do you think she did it with kind of like a brush off, like with her hand? She was like, hey, walk like an
Egyptian.
Egyptian.
You know what?
Why don't you just get out
well,
of
Well, actually,
face?
They were generally a part of like the greater Greece population at that point, so they might not be as proud about being Egyptian. Anyway, boss baby.
Boss baby.
Back in business.
Boss baby back in business.
But
welcome
out of the cradle.
Back. Welcome back, babies, to Boss Baby Back in Business, the podcast. Uh-oh. I forgot the name of the podcast.
It's
who's the boss now, baby?
Ooh, that's spicy.
Of course, this is a sub podcast of my Everything Is Garbage podcast because I didn't want to make a new podcast
so you don't,
page.
You don't view it as better. It's sub.
Or
sub zero,
yeah,
like
oh,
it's super cool.
Absolutely, it is worse than the. I mean, also debatable. That one wasn't exactly fleshed out, but this one at least has a premise.
So this one, it's worse but more fleshed out.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like, I could have somebody come in and I'd be like, so here's what we typically do, as opposed to being like, so this is, I don't know what's happening.
Okay. I got it. It's so, like cleaning your room versus people who clean streets.
It's exactly that, and I won't ask for any sort of...
Well, because you get it so much.
Yeah.
Boss baby.
Boss baby.
Back at it.
I
didn't see the first one, though.
Who's the boss now, baby? That's okay.
So that's
So the whole point of this is... I started it again. We sit down. First off, my name is Addison. Hello. And this is Ryan.
Hi.
Hi. We did a YouTube channel together.
We did.
And you probably already know that. And if
I
you
said
don't,
a lot
that's
of bad
okay.
words. I'm going to try doing less, though. I feel like I was weighing on them back then. But, you know, fuck it.
Now, thank you. So the point of what's who's the boss now, baby, is we are going to watch an episode of the Boss Baby Back in Business TV show on Netflix, and we are going to watch it without subtitles and without captions.
Ooh.
And see and no sound. And we're going to try to figure out what's going on in the episode and just commentate on what
it
is. Oh,
commenting. I was like,
yeah.
What's going
to
happen?
We're just, you know, we're commenting and then we're going to see, is it possible to get the sense of the episode without hearing any of the voices? Can we still get the jokes? Do any of them land? Is it any good at all?
Is it any good? Okay.
Is it any good?
So
we're going to figure that out.
We're being film critics here.
A little bit.
Silent film critics.
Like
way back in the day.
We're judging it purely on the animation that it has created for us.
I think by the end, we should know if who's better, Boss Baby or Charlie Chaplin.
And I think that is the point that they are trying to make. Was it Charlie Chaplin, noted mustache enthusiast, Boss Baby?
That's what he's known for.
All right, so before we dive into it, I'm going to ask you what I ask every guest. You are the first guest, but I'm going to ask you, what do you know about Boss Baby the movie?
So, Boss Baby the movie...
First off, have you seen Boss Baby the movie?
No.
Can you tell me the plot of Boss Baby the movie?
The kid is super smart, and the brother...
Boss Baby?
Uses... Yeah, the baby. The baby is smart.
The Boss Baby is smart.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the brother uses that... To his advantage.
All right, you're nodding at me like you're looking for some sort of confirmation.
I
have also never seen it.
I need it.
So I'm whatever you say goes.
So it's a yes.
So
okay,
brother,
okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool. All right, so yeah, Boss Baby.
And so you think
smart.
This is Johnny
super
Test.
Super smart.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Got
well,
it.
Well, no, not Johnny Test. More to like Dexter's Lab.
Got it. Okay.
No, Johnny Test. No, not Johnny Test or Destiny. He's just smart. He's okay. A smart baby.
He's a very smart baby.
He's business. It's like Dexter's Lab, but not science lab. It's like in a business setting.
Got it. If instead of science, they did
yeah, he's
deals.
Like, I'm making a giant business deal.
Mm-hmm.
Business and then deal. The brother is like, cool, bro.
I love
and
business deals.
Then what happens is the parents get involved. They try to take over the business, but Boss Baby isn't having that. So he sicks assassins on his parents, but his brother doesn't like that. So he gets in the way, tries to save them. The brother dies. Boss Baby feels bad, calls off the assassins, takes back over the business from the parents because the parents feel bad because the brother died. And then they're all a happy family, and they have a funeral at the end.
Okay, and you do think that is the plot of Boss Baby?
It could be.
Interesting. It could be. Okay, then nothing else to do it but to do it. Yeah. I'm going to start up the episode right now. Feel free to watch along. I'm going to tell you when I hit play, but I think it stands on its own.
I'm just
so
excited
I'm play
where the cat's
now.
Cradle is going to fit into this.
Oh, yeah. So the episode title is Cats in the Cradle. This is the second episode of season one. As with the first episode, the boss baby has rolled in on a rolly chair, like an office chair, and he's knocked the DreamWorks baby out of the way.
Which is
sad. I think that's very funny.
I don't like it.
You
DreamWorks
don't like
baby's
it.
Been working hard forever.
He has. I mean, but he's posing now because he's been.
Yeah, but boss baby's looking like such a little baby.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. And
I'll
he doesn't look like he cares. He's not even fishing.
Once again, we are being introduced to our main characters. We have the triplets.
I've been told this is the triplets.
We have Tracy, who is like the tech guru, and then we have Jimbo, who's
really?
Like the heavy. Okay. So we're starting off. Boss baby, he's behind the couch. He looks very scared. He's very nervous. There's something coming after him.
Oh, mom got him and is eating his stomach.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's fine.
Okay, great. Okay, so mom is just playing some peekaboo, giving a little...
Throwing around.
So when I was growing up, they were called Zerbits.
What?
It's like blowing a raspberry.
Raspberries,
on
yeah.
Your, okay, but I knew them as Zerbits.
Zerbits.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because you know.
So the parents are now playing hide and seek. They're looking around for
Boss
Baby.
Is that what's happening? I thought they just thought someone was in their kitchen.
Well, the baby Boss Baby's in the kitchen.
Oh, my God, he can walk.
He can walk. As previously established, Boss Baby is like Andy's toys. He tends to come alive when parents are not around. And only the brother baby is around. So Boss Baby is now talking to brother baby. They're having
and
a lively conversation. Oh, it looks like maybe brother baby's
is
ribbing
gonna
him a little
attack
bit.
To
oh.
Him? Oh my gosh, they are literally fighting.
They're squared up for like a sumo wrestling showdown. Boss Baby has definitely shown him up. He's now hanging
from
something.
The ceiling.
Ryan, you'd love that.
I would love it hanging from the ceiling. But the thing is, he checked his pants first. Thought that was weird.
right. We don't see it on screen. He's doing a lot. They're having a full conversation with Boss Baby hanging from the ceiling. He drops down. It's
the
never explained where he came from.
The ceiling, there's clearly stairs. And he's halfway on the screen. The ceiling is like a full human above. So he's just
so
hovering
far away.
In
there's
air.
Nothing makes sense about how. Okay,
get that baby.
All right,
just
they just threw it
up on
the screen like it was a sort of 60s style game show, and they're showing us some sort of montage of like what it's. Oh, Boss Baby just pulled a fast one by covering
his own eyes.
Okay. He discovered something.
If he closes his eyes, he cannot be seen.
Okay, so this is not a competition.
Oh, my God. They keep on trying to eat him.
So, well, and when Ryan says eat him, they mean give Zerbits, and I'm going to keep calling him Zerbits. He's getting
why.
A ton of raspberries.
It honestly is making me uncomfortable.
This is... There's a lot happening here.
The amount of animated mouths on animated baby stomach.
Okay, all right, hang on. Cut to we're in baby world again.
He's a boss now.
He's a boss.
He was just getting Zerbits.
It's Zerbits, but that's fine.
Whatever.
All right, so brother baby and boss baby are, there's a situation at work.
Another baby, and she stuck her tongue out at him.
Oh, no.
Boss baby's going to be mad.
Uh-oh, there's a lot of people. They're freaking out. It looks like there's, I call this guy business baby.
Okay,
No, sorry, this is bouncy baby, because he's in the bouncy
chair. Oh, because
he's
in a little bouncy
thing. Yeah, so bouncy baby, and you don't know this, he seems to kind of be, if he's not the CEO, he might be boss baby's boss. But whatever it is, they have an antagonistic relationship. I'll tell you that much.
Is he like, he's like the business owner, but the boss baby's like the boss? Is that what this
is?
Yeah,
the boss like runs it, but Bouncy Baby is...
Bouncy Baby's got all that baby money.
Yeah. He's got a cute little tummy, and he's got that baby money.
He's got that baby money from his baby mama, you know?
Uh-huh. his regular mom.
Yes.
Right. Because he's a baby.
Because he's a baby.
All right. So he's bouncy baby's kind of throwing stuff. Oh, no.
More Zorbits.
Oh, no. Brother baby has committed a huge social faux pas, and he's been trying to give boss baby Zorbits in the middle of the workplace.
On
and
his
boss
suit.
Baby is not on top of his suit. Can you imagine?
Insane.
Also, I gave this guy a. He looks okay. So this is henchman baby.
Henchman baby, I called him.
But he's, wow, that was a long pregnant pause.
Was it?
I feel like that was a joke because they were just
them?
Staring.
Oh,
at him.
Oh, that's probably right. Unless they just didn't know what they're like. What do they say after this? And they're like, if we just don't address it, I feel like people are probably fine. We just had a baby hanging in midair.
That's true. There's the people that are looking for problems here are probably not going to be us.
Exactly.
All right, the babies are looking around. There's a red flashing screen there, and it looks like a breaking heart with an alert symbol going through it. So
very,
there's clearly
like
something
Hal,
happening.
Howlish looking, you know?
Like Hal's moving castle?
Hal 9000.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Hal 9000. Okay, Boss Baby has just called in the triplets. You know there's
ooh,
a situation.
Ooh, triplets hanging from the air again, too.
Right,
man, they really like people just hovering in this thing.
No one's questioning. All right, again, there's a lot...
Oh.
The triplets are... Okay.
Did the triplets change? They look different from the intro.
There was a pink one. Because I remember calling out the pink one. I was like, oh, the pink one's standing on its head. That one's got to be very funny.
I guess it makes sense that they would be able to change clothes.
Yeah, but...
Boss Baby does. He gets into his suit from
a different
his
suit,
diaper.
I suppose.
So
Bouncy Baby is moving backwards. Henchman Baby is making threats.
Oh, man.
I guess.
Those were some... Big baby words, it looked like.
Yeah.
Are they in the sky?
I can't.
How
okay.
did the babies build
we're,
it?
We're back at the household.
Boss baby's
we've
angry.
We've got Tracy,
or
brother baby,
happy?
And Jimbo. They're sitting at attention. All right, Tracy is...
getting a book.
Stepped up on her figurative soapbox, but it's like one of those boxes that you put in the shapes into.
She has her book, and she's reading it, and it's about a dog, this and it looks like it's in French.
It looks like it's very, it's a cute.
Oh. Okay, now they're dancing. So
okay,
that was a great story. Story successful.
All right. They're very happy with Tracy's presentation.
Oh,
all
but
right,
now there's a cat.
Now
so things
cat.
Are about to go up about
and if,
five
if you
levels.
If you recall from earlier,
oh,
we
shit.
Said, oh my God. Okay. All right. So the first photo was a dog, and everyone's like, okay, dogs are fine. They're
dogs
good.
Are great.
And then they showed a picture of a cat, but then they showed the next page. It was a cat that was like ruling the city. So clearly.
And the city was on fire.
Yeah. Well,
I would
not
like,
forget.
Yeah. Cats destroy cities. Cities destroy people. Cats destroy people.
Okay. So they're clearly worried about cats, and I'm thinking cats in the cradle. That's got to be something about this
it's
episode.
It's probably that. So cats are destroying shit, so, and now Boss Baby's on a mission. To kill cats?
It might come down to that. It feels awfully dark.
Maybe it just ends up being Zorbits.
They
to
might
a cat.
Be giving Zorbits, thank you for saying it correctly.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Boss Baby and Brother Baby are looking downstairs.
They're
their
peering.
Parents are there.
Sneakily.
The parents are now holding a kitten.
Oh no.
This is not gonna bode well for the Boss Baby brothers.
Where do you think they're gonna put that kitten?
They zoomed in on Boss Baby. I'm thinking that's a hint to your question.
It's probably going to be in Boss Baby. Do you think we're going to have a kitten inside of a child in this episode?
Hmm.
Like,
we have people hanging from the ceiling,
suit.
But is that enough? Uh-oh.
Also, the cat has an alfalfa lick, if anybody was wondering about that.
It's a very cute cat, but it looks like the sort of cat that is going to turn very quickly.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
It's like that cute, and then it looks at you, and it's like, hi, I just wanted to play with your feet, and then you don't have any or something?
Mm-hmm.
No. Everybody watched Happy Tree Friends.
So. The parents are petting the cat, and they're saying cute little somethings to it, and Boss Baby was not pleased, so he spit out all of his broccoli.
So now we're on a bike ride, because we gotta let off some steam,
right?
Right,
so now Boss Baby and Brother Baby are on a bike.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Boss Baby just assaulted an adult.
And now we're gone.
And yeah, it happened in 2 seconds flat. There's no repercussions. He's going to press this like it's a button, even though it's a... No, never mind.
This is a different room, by the way. But he's now pressing a button like it's a block.
He used a block, and he knocked over another block. You know how they're like, ah, yes, one less pawn down.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's his big plan.
Yes, he was like, good. So that's... Okay, so he's getting a telephone call from Bouncy Baby.
Bouncy Baby, who is
cajoling him quite heartily.
What is in the background? There's a cat in the background of Bouncy Baby,
Yes, so that is the love meter, from what I ascertained.
Oh, it shows what how is the much most love. People love stuff?
Yes. And
is
so
that
babies,
why these kids are involved in this?
Basically.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think they try to keep the love for babies up the most. And so they're like constantly tracking threats to people loving babies.
So this is all about, I mean, I guess it makes sense. This is about baby capitalism. If it's,
it's exactly about that. Yeah. Like what can we do to create more baby?
And that's
things.
Why the cats are such a big threat,
because
cats are the biggest threats to babies.
To babies, yes.
Not only because they are cuter, because, I don't know, have you been around a baby?
Well, you can throw a cat into a river, no problem, if you have an issue with
it. Well, and it'll probably cry less.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If you threw a baby into the river, crying all the way down,
suddenly
right?
That's a crime.
Well,
and I'm grounded.
Well, yeah, they're grounded, too, all the way down.
That's true. All right, so anyway. the group is intimidating. They're having a what am I trying to think of?
They're interrogating
this
cat
who's just sipping milk out of the bowl.
So it seems like it's a good cat situation right now because they has the milk.
It
right?
does. It hasn't like I mean, come a, to life and cop. Started talking. I don't know if that's something that they will delve into.
Well, probably it'll start hanging down from no ceiling, hovering midair, and then it'll start talking.
Something
right?
like that.
Okay, so now it's just meowing, and everybody's touching it.
Okay, interesting.
The parents are touching it.
Oh, uh-oh. So Boss Baby's out there. He's being real cute, and he's trying to pull attention away from the cat. The parents are going for it.
Oh, but they have a split decision.
Uh-oh.
The mom does not like the Boss Baby as much as the cat, it seems.
Yeah, the cat is now pulling a lot of attention away, and Boss Baby is really trying. He is in a business suit, and
he is crying.
Yeah, but he's doing it in front of the parents. He's in that business suit, which I thought was weird.
It is a little weird, although you think if you're running a corporation, your parents have to be on board. So
that's true. There's at least a little bit of old money coming in.
Exactly.
Tracy
oh
just
my
did
God,
slit
Tracy.
Throat. Did the slit throat motion at the cat.
But her face trembled as she did it.
It was truly terrifying.
It was frightening. Oh.
Okay, so now we're in a old black and white flashback of baby showing charts to parents.
Like flow charts, bar charts.
The parents are
going insane?
They truly have lost their minds.
Their eyes have split off in different directions.
They're insane. They each look like...
And now... They're up at the podium. Well, one of the crazy people are at a podium eating paper.
He's at a podium. He's eating paper. I feel like something about this story is
off. Again, we're at the cat.
Okay, great. So the cat is not going to turn evil, I think. I thought that was exactly where this was going, but the cat is
the
just
cat's
a normal
too
cat.
Innocent. What they're trying to get at is that babies are the root of...
God, all evil?
All
is that
evil,
what they're trying
probably?
To say?
I didn't think I was going there, but... if you think about
you're
it,
you're not the root of
hard.
Anything. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. I spoke too soon.
Yep.
The cat is now up on the shelves and is kicking everything
kicking
off.
Kicking everything off.
As cats
oh,
are
no.
wont to do.
This old style TV just got kicked off. And you know how those break.
Uh-oh.
When they get
wait a minute.
Knocked off.
It's exactly what I said was going to happen.
Yeah, he's evil. He's
an
evil
it's
kitty.
It's an evil cat. And all the babies are all going to get blamed for what the cat is doing right
also,
now.
Also, there's now glass all over the floor, and there's only children nearby. Well, the parents just showed up.
Oh, the parents are there. The dad is, like,
crying
so
over his
upset
TV.
Over his TV.
He's distraught.
Brother baby is now blaming it on the cat. You know that much. And mom is not buying
it.
It's the sweetest, cutest little cat.
Of course you hated the TV.
Oh, shit. Oh. The cat just kicked a football into the room at his feet.
Shit.
He's setting him up now.
And then it just crawled away with a snarl on its face.
Oh, my God.
And now Boss Baby's having like an internal crisis, it looks like.
Yeah, there's probably some sort of monologue happening there.
Yeah.
Brother Baby was just holding Boss Baby and then just let him go.
I think Brother Baby's just now releasing... Is that what's happening?
It's a catch-and-release program of babies.
He's just let... Like, the door is open... the baby hasn't tried to leave the house, and the cat hasn't tried to leave the house. So that's a little, it's really stretching my my sense of believability.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
They threw the cat out onto the street. They all look very pleased for themselves.
With the
for
mat.
Having...
Like they tricked it.
That's
that was
true.
A trap.
And Jimbo was part of that, and if you know anything about the previous episodes,
well,
Jimbo
thick
is
enough.
Very strong.
He's thick enough to throw
well,
that
Well, he threw
that
a
cat.
Refrigerator last episode,
Holy
Ryan.
What?
So...
what is happening? So the what is that?
The
satellite?
Roof, the roof antenna just fell off and almost impaled Boss Baby. But,
and the cat licked its arm like, yeah... What? Who do you think that
Jimbo
was?
Jimbo was able to save him. Okay, we're doing a big dramatic suspense thing.
Ooh, and Jimbo's still petting
Jimbo's
that cat.
Oh, Jimbo's petting the cat. Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Jimbo.
Okay, so the cat is definitely speaking now. So
yeah.
We're on rough
and
terms
I
with this cat.
And I think everybody
Jimbo
just
was
now
under the plant.
Noticed that that's weird.
Yeah.
They're like, we should... And okay, they're knocking out that same person.
So Boss Baby just knocked out the same guy that he knocked out earlier.
And cut back in 2 seconds again.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
I wouldn't be surprised if What's-Her-Name did the cutthroat thing again.
Right.
Just for no reason.
So did you take care of him? Oh, wow, she looks evil.
She is getting evil again.
I don't know.
What is her name?
Tracy.
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 Okay. Tracy is a very, very... like hot and cold person it looks like.
Yeah. Okay, so now that anime style or cartoon
yeah,
from
it's
earlier
just completely switched.
It's just I think it's Brother Baby's imagination.
Oh, okay. So cause, yeah, we're in super big cartoon
yeah,
style.
Yeah, so they're out in space again and there's like this big shadowy figure and they're just like breathing heavily.
And
oh,
now
but their
the
parents
are
there.
Here.
And they're all in spacesuits.
Yeah, of course. And they're in space. And the monster. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
imagination.
So his whole imaginary plan is, let's just talk to our parents and then they'll take care of it.
Yeah, because there's a monster. It's an analogy because
yeah.
He's an older, smarter. But Boss Baby's like, that's dumb. I'm a kid.
I'm a boss baby. I
like,
don't need parents.
Yeah, because why would you? If you're the boss baby, the only thing you need your parents for is their money.
Okay, so clearly Brother Baby had a dumb idea, so they just handcuffed him to a bench.
Which, where they got the handcuffs from?
Well, this may surprise you, Ryan, but last episode, there was a baby swing out of control, and the police were trying to handcuff the baby swing because it was terrorizing the neighborhood by just swinging. So,
oh my
maybe
gosh.
They got the handcuffs from that.
Wait, Boss Baby just almost got ran over by a lawnmower.
And
then,
the
cat.
Yeah, the cat is supposed to be, okay.
Holy shit.
Now a tire, a full-on tire.
Just came bouncing down
and
an alleyway.
The cat is everywhere.
And now Brother Baby has to poop.
Yeah, he just said, Mom, Dad.
<He's> just...
okay. See, every once in a while. So the dad has put the TV back in his space. It is completely cracked. And he has a hand-drawn, like, crayon picture of football that he taped up there. And he's kneeling on the floor watching it. That's a funny joke. That's not bad.
I mean, now I get why Boss Baby is in charge.
Yeah.
Because these parents...
That's true.
...are so dumb. Oh, uh-oh. Man, claws are out.
So we've got some sort of
brawl.
Tussle.
Yeah. A little tussle happening.
Okay.
Boss Baby closed its eyes.
Boss Baby is trying to employ the I'm invisible by covering up his own eyes, and he's now finding out that doesn't work, so the cat is chasing him.
Okay, big brother baby? That's his name, right?
Brother Baby, yeah.
Brother Baby's hauling the thing. Oh, well, Boss Baby just
Boss
got
Baby
thrown.
Launched himself over a fence,
yeah.
Kept bouncing.
On his head, mind you.
On his head, on his soft spot, into the basement. Oh,
and
they
now
were,
the
they
cat's
were, like, tussling.
There? Oh, it was both of them.
Okay, yeah,
I did
so they
not
were, like,
see the cat
rolling
at all.
And fighting, and they're now both in the basement. The cat is looking around, presumably
literally
for weapons.
Trying to kill him. Yeah, like... Oh, is he in the washing machine? That'd be great. I can just hit start. Like, that's
okay,
what's...
Boss Baby has pushed a big box of things.
This is
him.
Essentially, they're both
uh-oh.
Trying to kill each other.
Okay, so...
Cat knocked over a
laundry basket.
Yeah, and...
On top of Boss Baby.
So
it's
Boss
now very
Baby's
dark.
Trapped.
He's trapped completely underneath.
You can see him, though. It's like a cage. Oh, and the cat's scratching his claws along the ground,
and
making sparks?
Yeah, okay. Brother Baby has just entered the...
And rode down the stairs on the chair he was attached to.
That's right.
Into the basement.
He's still attached to it. He has crushed the cat, presumably, in half.
It's in twain. It's dead.
Okay. Brother Baby is now...
Dizzy?
Acting like, yeah.
From falling down
the
stairs.
He's real dizzy.
And Boss Baby is like, hey, man, it's time to make up.
Boss
I'm sorry.
Baby is still trapped. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here comes the cat out from under all the boxes.
He still has his legs. Big, that's important. He can walk still.
Brother Baby is like drugged at this
it
point.
It literally looks like he's eaten too much after a big rip.
Yeah, you know what that's like?
No.
So Boss Baby is trying to get out of his cage, but he can't. He can't help save Brother Baby.
But there's some crayon or markers nearby, so that'll help get him out. Oh, nope. Deus Ex Machina, Sitch.
Right.
Parents come in.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
What a smart
Dangerous.
Kid.
Okay.
Damn.
So Brother Baby was looking at markers, and he drew scratch lines all over his body, and he started crying, and then the parents are there, and then they both blame the cat.
And then the cat
like,
tried to attack.
No, this cat is bad.
Oh, yeah. The cat tried to attack Big Baby, too, or
I'm
Brother
Baby. I'm assuming somebody just asked Brother Baby why he's handcuffed to a bench, and it looks like he's doing a bad job of
yeah,
explaining it.
Yeah, he keeps on rubbing the back of his head, which you know what that means.
Anime.
It's, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, gee whiz.
I just, you know, handcuffed myself in the basement. Mom
the
and
parents
Dad.
Are... They're...
You're watching a TV with nothing on it, so...
All right, so the parents were, you know, they were upset to get rid of the cat.
Yeah,
but
they were comforting their kids. You know what's going to happen.
So Boss Baby and Brother Baby are on their bike now, and they're taking off somewhere.
What happened at the end of the last bike ride was that lady got assaulted by the baby, so...
That's true. So they're opening up a door.
Oh, no. There's
they're entering a house with a flashing VCR that says play me.
This house doesn't look
happened?
Like a house we've been here in before.
Uh-huh.
It's the guy they knocked out twice.
Okay, and so he looks evil, and I didn't realize that before.
I didn't either.
So this guy
he's surrounded
he's got,
by cats.
He's surrounded
yeah.
by cats on this videotape.
He's got sort of like a devil horn hairstyle going, and his teeth are out of whack. So clearly
he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. And he's also got, but the weird thing is he's sort of got a Mr. Rogers aesthetic going
right.
on to him.
He's so delivering a monologue like he is trying to, like he's spelling out his plan, and his plan is to, yes, okay, he's definitely evil.
Yes.
They just
and
did,
he
like, a big
is
push
a
in
cat?
On him.
He's a cat. He's they're trying to make him a cat. He just licked his arm.
Yes, he's a cat person, and he's trying to take away love from babies, and
make
Boss Baby is upset
cats.
By that. And by playing a VHS tape, he's interacting with the tape. He is being scratched by all the cats around him, and it's very funny.
Yes, and also, I think his hair is probably more like ears than devil horns. I want to make that errata
yes,
real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, it's kind of like a weird a 50s hairdo, but it's meant to look like he has
it
ears.
It is very much, he looks like Mr. Rogers crossed with a cat person, like Hermione from the
from
Chamber
Harry Potter.
Of Secrets. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Hermione from any other type of literature.
Yeah. Okay, so now
Brother Baby and Boss Baby are having a moment together.
And they're fine, even though this video seems like it was probably the worst thing for them, but they seem pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just noticed there's litter boxes fucking everywhere
That's what those
in that
were. They're
house.
Litter boxes, so they
yeah.
went to the cat house. All right, we're back in Baby Land. We're getting a delivery of boxes, and we're slow zooming in on it, which means there's something in this box.
Probably important. And I mean, that house didn't have the cat guy in it. He was on the TV, so he got away.
Right.
That's what
we
can deduce
from that. Oh, I wonder if that's what
that...
Okay. That's
yeah.
what we were trying to...
They were going to go and get there and get to the bottom of it, I think.
Oh, but he had already left.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because they assaulted him twice.
All right,
we
are still looking at this postage
Same,
card.
Oh,
wow.
And that's it.
Okay, so some sort of voiceover for that. Okay. Well, Cat's in the Cradle.
Also, did
and
that
the
say,
Silver Spoon.
Did that say Linklater? That's not... This isn't by Linklater, is it?
It's by a Linklater.
Is it really?
But not the Linklater.
Not the Linklater. Okay.
All right, Ryan, you've just experienced your first episode of Boss Baby back in business.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I thought that, you know, it seemed like there was less business than I thought there was going to be, but the whole thing was them getting down and dirty with the business.
That's true. There ended up being a lot. Well, technically, he's boss baby. That yeah. doesn't necessarily mean business.
That's Although fair. It, That's fair. You, he does run a business, though. You think he'd be there? True. Like, it was clearly a work week.
Yeah, it was definitely this took place on a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, and he went into work for like maybe 5 minutes and was like, "Hey, I got to deal with a cat problem."
That's true. That sounds like a boss to me.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so that's on point. And I guess it had a plot. Like, I am interested. Is cat gonna get away with the cat? Evil cat guy.
They have set up a recurring villain. Yeah. That we should probably. Do you want to just name him?
Because
I'll just use that every subsequent time.
I mean, you could call him Hermione.
I could. If we wanted to go with something shorter, potentially.
Roger.
Roger the Catman.
Yeah.
Batman and Catman and Roger.
Catman and Roger. There you go.
But I'm just going to call him.
Catman Roger.
Catman Roger.
There you go.
Great. So that's Roger the Catman. He's going to be a recurring villain.
It's going to be Catman Roger.
And that's Catman Roger. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode 2 of Who's the Boss Now, Baby? The podcast.
I
got to
go back and watch episode 1. See how this all makes sense.
I have not watched episode 1 with sound on.
I mean,
I
kind of
don't
it.
Want to. Well, that's, I mean, the whole point is that you're
coming
in
fresh. I should go
fresh.
Back to episode 1 and watch it without music.
Okay. Or do this, listen to the first episode of this,
that
and
would
then tell
probably
me if it makes sense at
thing
all.
To do, if it lines up with this, yeah.
So then you'll have an idea. You're like, okay, I had no idea. Scene jumps. It made no fucking sense. You were bouncing all over the place. Who are you, Bouncy Baby? Nice. First in joke.
Damn.
Damn.
I can't think of Roger that. Baby.
All right, everyone. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Boss, baby. I'm the boss, baby, boss.